Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us right now, Greg Cosell, to talk some NFL football, producer of NFL Matchup and senior producer at NFL Films. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Gentlemen, good to be with you guys. What's happening?
My man, you happening. It's
DJ,
your time of year.
What's happening? Been a while, my man.
Yes, sir. It's just your time to shine. Football season, you shine throughout the year. But
I appreciate that. I was going to, you know, that's not for me to say, but thank you.
All right, so let's operate under the assumption that the Cowboys don't see Ezekiel Elliott on the field for six games. Which running back on that roster do you believe will shine the most? Darren McFadden seems like the most sense. Alfred Morris is also there. What do you think is going to happen with those backs?
I would think likely McFadden. McFadden rushed for almost 1,200 yards 2 years ago. You know, they've had a very good offensive line for a number of years. I would doubt very much that their basic offensive philosophical approach will change. I mean, back in 2014, when DeMarco Murray rushed for 1,845 yards, Tony Romo, I believe, threw the fewest passes of any 16-game starter in the NFL. Prescott was close to that last year. I doubt their entire approach will change.
So as far as Dak Prescott, what does he need to change to progress as an NFL quarterback?
You know, that's an interesting question. I went through and looked at all of his third downs a couple of weeks ago from last year just to kind of get a feel again. And I thought he was very good on third down. He's calm in the pocket. You know, he operates behind a very good O-line, so he's clean in the pocket a lot. But I will tell you this. As the season progressed, and this is why I like to go back and be able to watch one guy, you know, for 150 plays, I thought toward the end of the season, the last four or five games, and the difference was really subtle, guys, but I thought he wasn't quite as mentally sharp the last four or five games. Now, that could also be a function of the lengthier NFL season. You know, just it wears on you. Obviously, he's not played that many games and done it for as long as any time in his life. But, you know, he struggled at times. He wasn't quite as rhythmic. You know, the ball didn't come out quite with the same timing. There were some times he didn't quite see things as clearly as he did earlier. Now, all this is to be expected. He was a rookie quarterback. My guess is they'll try to expand a little bit in the pass game because obviously every offensive coordinator has a voluminous playbook. Now that he's been there a year, same coordinator, same offense, they'll probably try to expand a little bit with some of the concepts. But I would doubt they'll be significantly different in the way they look.
The Cowboys haters who wanted to downplay the seasons of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott would always say, well, yeah, anybody can run behind that offensive line. Anybody can have that season that Dak Prescott had behind that offensive line. In your opinion, with all the games that you watched, how much credit does go to that Cowboys offensive line for those
guys?
Well,
I think a lot of credit. I mean, again, you know, you get into that conversation, and you know, that's a polarizing conversation. But DeMarco Murray ran for 1,845 yards in 2014. I think DeMarco Murray is a very good runner, and I think he's a physical, relentless kind of runner. I don't think he's a high skill set runner. I think Ezekiel Elliott has a better skill set overall, but I think we saw Murray do it. We saw McFadden run for almost 1,200 yards in something like 11 games the next year. So I think that the offensive line is critical. I think it's an approach. There's a lot of people that I've talked to over the years, coaches who believe that if you have a good offensive line and commit to the run game, that there's a lot of backs who could gain 1,300, 1,400 yards. So, you know, that's why I doubt that their approach will dramatically change.
Will it be as good this year, that line?
Well, they've obviously made a few adjustments. You know, they've moved Lyle Collins to right tackle. Well, yeah, and again, we have the preseason to play here, so things can change. But Lyle Collins, you know, came out of LSU, as many thought, a top 40 type pick. Obviously, he wasn't. We know the reasons. I think he can play tackle in the NFL. I don't think he has to play guard. They're still trying to see if Jonathan Cooper, who was a top 10 pick a number of years ago, mm-hmm. and a pretty much a consensus top 10 pick out of North Carolina, they're giving him another shot to see if he can play left guard. So if those guys work out exceptionally well, you could argue their O-line could be better.
Greg Cosell, senior producer of NFL Matchups, senior producer of NFL Films, joining us here on Gio and Joe, CBS Sports Radio. Jay Cutler just got him a new job, a well-paying job, $10 million. Why haven't things worked out for Jay Cutler? And what is the deal with his play? I know he has a howitzer. I've been preaching it. I played with a guy similar to him in Jeff George. Leadership skills weren't there. They just wanted to go out and play quarterback.
I feel for you.
Similar type guys. Just seemed like detached, but great arms, and so that's why they've been able to leverage that for lengthy NFL careers.
Yeah. Well, because he's a high-level throwing talent, and there's not, you know, those guys don't just drop out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's never been a guy who could consistently play within the timing and rhythm of an offense. He can do it for stretches. He's what I've always called a see-it, throw-it quarterback. You know, he's not an anticipation thrower. He mm-hmm. needs to see it. And you know, his arm is good enough that he can make some of those throws or a lot of those throws, but then there are times you can't. But I think just over time, what happens is he just doesn't execute the timing, rhythmic elements of the pass game as consistently as coaches would like. I think it's a little bit of revisionist history to say he was great under Adam Gase in 2015 in Chicago. You know, he played reasonably well, but he wasn't great. But I think the one thing Cutler does is he will turn it loose. And I think the way Adam Gase approaches offense, he really likes that X receiver, that single receiver to the boundary to be a featured part of the offense, whether it's a wide out, and in the case of Miami, it'll be Devontae Parker, or he loves the tight end. He loves those 3-by-1 sets where the single receiver to the boundary is the tight end, and that'll be Julius Thomas, who we saw Adam Gase do that in Denver with Julius Thomas. So I think Cutler fits the way Adam Gase wants to play.
Mitchell Trubisky's preseason debut had a lot of Bears fans drooling. Of course, we know how early it is, but from that debut, what did you like from the kid?
Well, I thought that was a Darrell Loggins game. He was the offensive coordinator. Everything with play action, quick game, boot. The concepts were about as basic as they could be. They wanted to get the kid comfortable. The one positive was that he was really accurate, and that's a big-time positive. But as far as what they asked him to do, I thought they did exactly the right thing. It was really simple stuff. It was one-read stuff, and they didn't ask him to do much at all. He made one really, really good throw on 3rd and 18 for 24 yards where he stuck a dig in some voids in the zone. A tough throw. He made it. But other than that, that was a Darrell Loggins game. That was a game just to get a rookie quarterback comfortable being out on the field in the NFL.
Precisely. And on the flip side of that, Mike Glennon didn't look as comfortable. And here's a guy that's been in this league now for 3-4 years, has started at times. Are you disturbed somewhat that he didn't look as comfortable?
You know, these games, it's so funny to me. And now that we have Twitter, it's fascinating. I don't look at Twitter a lot. You know, I look at it almost for a joke because now what we have is after every throw or every run by a back, we have definitive statements about the guy's entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't put a lot of stock. You know, look, Mike Glennon, if he's to be their starting quarterback, and that remains to be seen, because when you make a trade like Trubisky, you know, it would seem to me that the whole focus of the organization would be to get Trubisky ready to play. But if Glennon's the starter, I think the feeling with Glennon is that he's probably a mid-level NFL starter who can run a multiple offense where the focus is the run game, which is what they're going to do with Jordan Howard, and where the defense can keep improving, which is what they hope will happen as young players like Leonard Floyd Detroit continue to improve and that they can be in games and have a chance to win 20-17. That's that. We're talking John Fox here. You guys know what John Fox wants to do.
Yeah.
Gio and Jones and Greg Cosell across the country on CBS Sports Radio. I feel like every year there's a new star born that we didn't expect in the course of the NFL season. I think Tyreek Hill was a good example of that last year. I have a feeling it's going to be Deshaun Watson. Not that that is out of the nowhere, but I have a feeling it's going to be him. He's going to start. Am I on the right track?
Well, again, you know, that's hard to say. Again, his performance, I thought, was solid. It was up and down. As, you know, I thought Bill O'Brien's comments after the game were right on the money. There were some things to like, some things that would be concerning is not the right word, things that you want to be able to coach and build on. I don't think when the regular season starts he's going to be able to run around as much as he did. I don't think you can play like that in the NFL. You know, I thought that, you know, just, again, it's so hard because it's just one game. So these are not judgments as to what he is. If you just look at this one game, there were a number of times I thought he got stuck in the pocket. He didn't eliminate what wasn't there quickly enough. He didn't isolate where to go quickly enough. He needs to develop a better overall feel for the timing of the pass game from the pocket. But that's, you know, all this stuff is to be expected. You know, Bill O'Brien basically said that, and that's the way it goes with a young quarterback.
Greg, why do you think the Washington Redskins, the hated Washington Redskins, that's coming from a Dallas Cowboys fan, why won't they lock up Kirk Cousins? What else does he need to prove to them?
I don't know. I you know, again, I can only speak from my perspective. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. I think, you know, he's a very solid professional quarterback. Yeah. He's a quarterback that when he has weapons, as he's had, he can run an offense very effectively and very efficiently. I don't understand that, so I can't speak to what their reasoning is. Because at the end of the day, if he's not the guy, then someone else has to be the guy, and who is that?
Mariota and Winston are going to be linked together for a long time. It seems like they're both on a pretty good track to be good NFL to great NFL quarterbacks. Who do you think takes a bigger step in 2017?
You know, I think they're both on a really good track. I think they're totally different kinds of players. You know, I think that Jameis is a little more of a risk taker, and I think that offense is a little more of that kind of pass game. I think Dirk Cutter's offense is a little more focused on the intermediate throws and the deeper throws. And I think that fits Jameis's personality, but I do think Jameis, you know, he's at the point now where he's playing on maybe the best team he's played for in his 3 years in the league, and he needs to sort of channel that a little more. Mariota, to me, is a more compact player. You know, that's an offense built on the run game with two tight ends, three tight ends, play action. That's how they try to get their big plays, shot plays on first down off play action. So they're in totally different offenses, and they're different kinds of players, but I would expect both to be really good pro quarterbacks.
Two that have been pretty good and one that's gone to the Super Bowl, Cam Newton and Andrew Luck, both dealing with injuries. Has the shine come off of those guys somewhat, or do you think this is just a little bump in the road?
Well, you never know with an injury like Luck's. You know, so I can't answer that, but I think Luck's a very good quarterback. I mean, I think there are a couple of things that he would tell you that he still needs to work through, but I think he's a very good quarterback. Newton's always been, and maybe because I'm a purist to some degree with quarterbacks, just because of my background, Newton for me has always been a little bit of a tough watch because he's not really a precision quarterback from the pocket. And, you know, as guys play longer and longer, no matter how big they are, it's tougher and tougher to be to run. And I don't think he's a runner in the sense that he just flees the pocket. But I think that part of his game might decline just a little bit as time goes on. You start to get minor injuries. It's just not the same. And he's never been a really precise pocket player. He's a little bit scattershot. You know, that look, I think 2 years ago when he won the MVP, that was a great year. This past year was not a good year. I think Newton is somewhere in between that. You know, I don't think he's an MVP guy that kind of year every year, and I don't think what he did last year is what he'll be every year. But I think he needs to become a better pocket player to really reach that next level.
doing the show in New York, we are already hearing suck for Sam chants from Jets fans talking about Sam Darnold. I know you've studied him. Do you think that's a little premature?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, I mean, look, I've watched six games of Darnold, six games of Josh Allen of Wyoming, and six games of Josh Rosen. And I think that the most physically gifted quarterback is Josh Allen of Wyoming. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after each guy plays another 12, 13, 14 games. I can't speak to that. But I think that Allen is a high level talent. I think Rosen is the most refined. I think that Darnold is you know, at this point, the way people will talk about Darnold, they'll talk about him as, you know, he'll be one of those instinctive playmaker types with vision, feel, you know, that kind of guy, you know, with moxie and competitiveness. And all that's true, by the way. You know, I think Darnold's only started, what, 9 or 10 games, BJ?
Right. Nine. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's you know, these are not judgments. These are just what the tape shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think a guy like Darnold, you need to see him play. You know, even if he comes out after this year, he'll probably, what, play 23 college games or 22, whatever it is. You know, that's not a lot of football.
No, he's actually started 10. I'm sorry. They won nine straight.
23, right,
yeah,
right.
They won nine straight after they lost his first start there at Utah. I like Josh Allen as well. So you think he's a guy that incorporates some of that dual threat into his game, but you like him more as a pocket guy?
Darnold?
No, Allen. Excuse me, Josh Allen.
Allen is—he can certainly play from the pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy that needs a lot more discipline and refinement in his game. There was an inconsistency to his game. He's kind of a loose and undisciplined player, but he's a high-level talent. I mean, did you get to see him a decent amount?
Yes. Oh yeah, I agree with you.
Like I said, six games on tape, and you know, he's can be a wow player.
Yeah.
There's certain things he can do that. You know, I think not many guys can do. And he's got a big arm. So with him, it's just the experience playing with more discipline. I don't know how he's coached, so I can't speak to what they tell him. He kind of reminded me a little bit, and I don't know what you saw, of Roethlisberger coming out of Miami of Ohio, when Roethlisberger was a thinner guy and moved, you know, better. I think Allen's arm is even better because I always saw Ben as kind of a finesse thrower who could power it when necessary, where I think Allen has kind of a hose.
So, Rosen, I agree, probably more refined of the three you mentioned, but it's a little fragile. Of course, he missed last season. Is that the only, I guess, knock on him at this point?
I mean, look, you know how this works, BJ. People respond to the hype, which doesn't mean anything to me. So Rosen, you know, was a big hype guy, and so people talk, well, he hasn't lived up to the hype. I don't even know what that means. but, you know, I think that I'm just watching the tape, and I think that Rosen possesses the traits you look for. He's sort of got natural pocket ability. He's pretty refined. He's pretty advanced. He's played under center. He's turned his back with play action, which is a learned trait. If you have never done that, you have to learn how to do that. Because when you turn your back and then turn back around, amazingly enough, the defense is not in the same spot. So that's a learned trait. You have to get comfortable with that. A lot of guys don't.
Is there a rookie in this 2017 class that you're more interested than the others to see how they play out in the regular season?
Well, you know, I was really disappointed to see already that Leonard Fournette has a foot injury because that was an issue last year, and that's now a concern. And I don't know if it's serious or if it's just minor. But, you know, I watched his 9 carries. I thought he looked really good. He ran real hard. He looked the same as he did in college, and every run he was an eye back with the quarterback under center, which is what he is. So he's a guy I've been really excited to see, but, you know, again, now he's got a foot injury again, and foot injuries for running backs are not good things.
Greg, it's great talking to you. You are a good thing. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you soon.
All right, guys, really appreciate it.
Thanks, my man.
All right, see you, BJ.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.